Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you haven't been looking at the website lately, we've actually taken a number of shows off the air. We've actually rescheduled a bunch of shows and made a number of changes. So if you want to find out more about what's going on and what shows you can tune into, you can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As part of that, as always, we've had probably close to 3,000 guests over the last 3 years, a little less actually, probably around 2,000 shows. So all those shows are available in the archives. So if you want to go in and do any searching, there is a link on our website to get to those. As always, if you miss any part of the show you're listening to now, that show is going to be available probably about 15 to 20 minutes after the show is over. And of course, you can download it, the podcast, and download it and all that good stuff. We have a very special show lined up for this evening. I'm really excited. As you know, the first Tuesday every month, we have Dr. Connie McNeil on with her show, In the Arms of the Angels. She has two guests on this evening that are going to be working with her this evening. We're going to have some meditation. We're going to have a reading. We're going to be doing readings and stuff if you want to dial in for those. And we actually have a channel on with us this evening also. And we're going to find out more about who they are, where you can find out more about them and their websites, all that good stuff. Before I go any further, though, let's talk about going out and seeing the services that Dr. Connie offers by going to her website at www.drconniesays.com. And make sure to check out her site and all the changes and everything that are up there. And I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number if you want to call in for a reading. Want to call in for a channel, you know, as far as a message and everything like that, you can call our phone number at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, Dr. Connie, why don't you let us know who you got with you, where their website is, how we can find out more about them, and what type of readings each of them does, and what exactly is channeling, and all that good stuff. So I'm going to hand it over to you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Welcome, everyone. As always, it's a blessing and a pleasure to be with you. I am extremely excited about this show tonight. As you know, I work about 4 days a week now, Monday, Thursday, Friday nights, and Saturdays at Trap Rock Suite at 130 Brook Street in Scarsdale. And I am thrilled and excited to have the owner of Trap Rock, who has been doing spiritual work, is a master in all things spiritual, to be on the show tonight. And she is being accompanied by Elise, who is a powerful channeler. She channels for a lot of the archangels. She channels for Jesus. She gets messages for loved ones who have passed on. So I'm going to turn the phone over to Suzanne, and she is going to do a meditation with us and get us all grounded and connected. And then she is going to be opening up the lines for phone calls as she speaks. You are welcome at any time to make a phone call, and you can ask a question, or you can get whatever whatever thing that you need for this evening. Whatever is for our highest good is the intention of this show. So I'm going to turn this over to Suzanne.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening, to have my voice and the voice of spirit go out over the airways. And I thank you, Connie, for inviting me. Tonight is going to be a special night, and it's going to be a special experience for everyone who listens to the sound of my voice and does these simple exercises with me so that we can all join together in spirit, surrounded by the angels. So first, I would like everyone to sit in a comfortable place. This is providing you're not in a moving vehicle, in which case, please do not participate. So sit in a comfortable place. Just take a deep breath and just feel your body just sitting there and just center yourself on you and let the cares of the day and your concerns just float away for just a moment. And take another breath and put your attention to the bottom of your feet. The bottom of your feet. And either see in your mind's eye or simply intend that roots, like the roots of a tree, begin to grow from the bottom of each of your feet. One thick one, 10 little ones. Just let it grow as it will. Perhaps you can see it. Perhaps you can feel it. And if not, simply just know those roots silently inside your head to grow to the depth and width that is perfect for you at this moment. And just let those roots drop, and as we take a deep breath and just relax. And now I'd like you to put your attention above your head. Many of us know here lies the crown chakra. Chakra is a Sanskrit word for spinning wheel. And so it is your connection to the divine. So put your attention to the top of your head and take a nice deep breath and either visualize or sense or see in your mind's eye, crown chakra as it turns around and around and around like a vortex. It is a whirlpool, and as it spins, it opens in the center like the aperture of a camera. It opens. See it, feel it, or simply intend. And now, one last time, take a nice deep breath. See a waterfall of opalescent, sparkling white light, a waterfall white light from the heavens pouring down into the top of your head, pouring down. See it, feel it, or simply intend down into the roots, flushing away all that is not of love and light. And now, you are in your natural state of being. You are spirit in body. The divine spirit flows from above and refreshes you. And the ground and the roots sustain your body. This is your state of being on this planet. And now I'd like to, in honor of the angels, and for all of us who are within the sound of my voice, let each one of you hear this and know that as I ask the angels to encircle us, they encircle each one of you so that for the rest of this program, you will be grounded, you will be filled with divine light, and you will be surrounded by angels for your highest good. And so we look to the east. By the power of air, we ask you, Archangel Michael, to please be there. We look to the south. By the power of fire, blessed Uriel, It is your presence we now desire. We look, it did them in the wrong order, wow. We look to the west and by the power of water. Sweet Raphael, please be with us in good order. We look to the north and by the power of earth. Dear Gabriel, please complete our circle. You are of such great worth. I also ask Azrael to be with us this night, Hanael and Jophiel, archangels all. Above, Lord Metatron, archangel of archangels, please be above us and shower each one of us with your golden light. And below, I call upon our beautiful planet, Gaia, Earth, upon whose body we have walked every day of our lives. Encircle us in a sphere of love and light and radiate us with the highest vibration of that love and light now. Everyone just take a deep breath and just take that in. Some of you may feel them. Many of you may feel them, whether you can or not, they are there. When you call them, they are there. Because, you see, walking this planet, we have been told many, many things. The truth lies in connection with spirit. All of you either know that already or you seek that. Otherwise, I don't think you would be listening to this station. And so, let's all just remind ourselves. My store, Trap Rock Suite, is in Scarsdale, New York. Perhaps many of you have heard of it. If not, it's an affluent area in an affluent country. We have a wonderful life, and yet so many suffer. Why is that? We're taught from when we're very little, in thought, word, and deed, that if you live in the right place and you wear the right clothes, if you look a certain way, if you go to the right school, if you have the right friends, if you have the right job, if you marry the right person, you will be happy. Well, I think that most of you know that this is not true. So, what do we seek? We seek spiritual connection. The exercises that I did earlier, the grounding exercise, it's wonderful to begin your day that way. It's wonderful to go to an interview that way. Anything where you need to be grounded and collected, a test in school, a first date, a long drive, you ground yourself. You ground your body. Connecting to spirit, do it every day. Every day will fill you with calm and peace. These are exercises that you can do yourself. Now, the spiritual life, it's a great blessing. There are a few, well, many rules, but two of them, with which I think will concern ourselves this evening, would be that our bodies are cleansed. Now, that exercise we just did is very cleansing for your body. Energetically, it gets rid of the cares and woes of the day, the blockages that we create through our wounds and traumas and perceived wounds and traumas in our body, in our heart, in our will, in our throat chakra. Get rid of those. But of course, cleansing and energy work are really important, and we're not supposed to do it alone. So, a Trap Rock, which I've owned for 40 years, is a place where you can find healers and readers. We greet you. We find out what your concern is. Perhaps you want to buy a necklace. Well, is it their birthstone? Is it a stone that will radiate certain energy for them? Or perhaps it's just pretty. You're happy. If you're sad, perhaps you need some energy work or counseling. There's many things to be had at Trap Rock Suite. It's my intention for it to be a sanctuary, for it be a place, a temple where people can come and get what they need. Now, the body's cleansed. We talked about that. And now there's environmental cleansing. And it may be that you need that for your home. For your home, you cleanse it, you dust it, you wash it, you brush your teeth. Most people don't cleanse their home. So we also do a lot of that type of work, both instructing people on how to do it themselves, or if they have a more problematic situation, we can assist them, even doing that remotely on the telephone. And I'll give you that number later. You can call TrapRock, and you can tell us your need, and perhaps we can fulfill it. At any rate, I also have with me Elise, who is a gifted psychic medium and a wonderful hands-on healer. She is here tonight, and she has presently been told that Archangel Metatron, who is the Archangel of Archangels, he is the voice of God in the Bible, and he is a mighty source of great knowledge. Metatron is wonderful to speak with because he did once walk the earth as a man, for Metatron was the prophet Enoch. Therefore, he stands a little bit more about the human condition. He's very wise. We have Michael Archangel. Michael Archangel, mighty Archangel, healing known to so many of you. And we have Azrael, perhaps not known to you, one of the Archangels. They are listening, and they will be listening to people as you call in. And if they have a message or comment for you, they will speak through Elise. So, if it is your will to connect with us this evening, please call us. So I'm going to continue at this time while we wait. So let's see. Connie, Dr. McNeil, had a client come into the store this week. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that so we can jump off from there?
Sure. Okay, great. As Shane was saying, I had a client that came in looking for a reading. She said she just didn't, something just didn't feel right. She just, something was just wrong. So through the card readings that I did, I was able to regress her back till about the age of 3. And she said one of her first remembrances was being pushed down the stairs. And when I asked her who it was, she said it was a spirit. She said the house that we lived in, I always felt like there was something there. And ever since then, I've always felt like there was something around me, something on me. And so I was able to turn her over to Elise. Oh, do we have a caller?
Yes, we are.
All right.
So, when the people come on, do you want them to say if they want a reading or a channeling, or how is this going to play out?
They should simply state their name and tell us if they either have a question or a situation. And then what comes to them will be what the angels decide.
Oh, that's very powerful. All right, so for anybody who hasn't called in yet, you can call in for a reading or a channeling and everything, and you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And if you are ready, we're going to bring Trish on first. Trish,
hey,
you're on
hi.
There.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Trish. Well, we're great. We're filled with the joy of spirit and being in the circle. I hope you got to do that exercise with us.
I did.
Ah, how do you feel?
I feel good.
I feel happy to hear that. So tell us, what is it that you wish this evening?
I'm wondering if the angels can give me any messages around my housing.
Your housing?
Yes.
Okay, while I'm talking to you, Elise is listening to the archangels. We're not going to ask them directly. They enjoy being able to speak when they are pulled to do so. So if they want to speak, they will speak while I'm talking to you. They need more information. You speak a little bit about it. You're looking to get a new house. You might be looking. They need more information.
I'm looking to move into a new home.
Okay, and do you have a prospect, or are you looking for direction about where would be perfect for you to live? I mean, do you have...
No, I have a prospect. I'm a little concerned about finances.
A little concerned about finances?
Right.
Is that what you said? Okay, so could you just, I don't know, you don't have to give the address of the place, but just, it's a house that or an apartment that you're looking at. And I'm just trying to think of it, if you can, in your head so they can figure out, like, where it is. Because they have to be able to get a hit off you to find out, like, where it is.
I have a street address, everything. I know exactly the town, everything.
Yeah, good. I just want you to kind of think of that because right now when Elise is channeling Metatron moves her head back and forth. It's because he's looking. So right now he's looking at you, Trish. Well, listen, so do you often listen to this radio station?
I don't.
Ah, and how did you come upon it this evening?
I just happened to see it as I was scrolling through.
That's really cool. And are you in the habit of doing meditations or a little grounding, things like that?
Yeah, I do that.
We're ready to ride. And June, will we be speaking?
Metatron.
Okay, this is Metatron. We're not going to interrupt him, okay? Thank you.
He sees a financial problem.
Okay.
Is it too much money? They're asking too much.
You can answer. Just say yes or no or whatever.
No.
Metatron said it sounds like it's too much money. Are they asking too much money?
And no.
So then it's a problem in and of it's a problem in terms of your income?
I think my income will cover it. I just don't know if I'm going to have the down payment.
Oh, okay. All right. Now he's going to speak. He's going to speak. We're just waiting.
He says that
to wait.
There's some kind of thing about money issues going on. I don't know if it's going to happen later on or if it happened before.
No.
Okay. He's wanting you to really think about it.
Okay.
There's another option, though. There's something else. There's another opportunity that's going to come your way, and you're going to like it better.
Is it something, so Metatron, are you saying that she should wait a little bit because another opportunity is going to present itself?
Yeah. And he's showing me someone counting money. Could be a year from now, could be less than that. Always trying to catch up on the rent.
Well, Metatron, are you complete or are you?
Be comfortable with your decision. In the end, you have to be comfortable with your decision. What he's saying is that he foresees something more suited to you.
All right, so I'm not going to let this go on too more because, you know, they don't have conversations. They usually just... So what Metatron is saying about the apartment is that he feels that there's another opportunity that's going to come up, and he said if you could wait a little bit, that this opportunity will present itself, but that you need to be comfortable. Because you see, one of the things about this information stuff is that you must have free will. You must have free will. So archangels are not going to tell you, listen, you need to do this, because they don't operate like that. So I know that maybe you don't feel 100% certain or convinced, you know, that it wasn't 100% certainty, but he did say, I think you should wait, because another opportunity is going to present itself. So I hope that was helpful. I hope that was helpful for you.
Yes. Thank you.
Excellent. Have a good night.
Okay, Trish, thank you for calling in on the air this evening. And now we're going to go to Pat. Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, Pat, good evening. Good evening. Welcome. What can we do for you, my dear?
If I could get some help with just grief and depression and...
Wait, sweetheart, listen, you're not coming through very clear. Could you reposition your phone?
Hang on 1 minute. I'm sorry. Is that any better?
Oh, I think so. All right. Speak slowly and clearly. We're listening, honey. Go ahead.
If I could get help with depression and grief, and also in connecting, feeling like I can connect to God, I'm just struggling with that.
All right, hold on. Listen, Pat, are you able to hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I am. You know, I'm
okay.
Driving.
You're kind of breaking up, but let me just ask you a question before we, you know, get any further. Because the angels are, she's listening, she's percolating. That's how it works. Did you do the meditation that we began the show with?
No, I didn't catch that. I came in late. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry, honey. Listen, it's archived. Oh, I don't know what that means. I'm about as electronic as a piece of wood. But evidently, this show is archived and can be retrieved on the website for the channel within 25 minutes after we finish broadcasting. I would like you to begin to do this every day. I want you to be grounded. The angels have something to say to you. I want you to listen to it. But hold on 1 second, sweetheart. Metatron, okay. I think it's Metatron, is going to speak to you.
Thank
it's
you.
Michael. All right, it's Michael Archangel. Just listen, Pat.
Thank you.
Hi, Pat.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, so what he's saying is you've been depressed for a very long time.
Yes.
You go in and out of depression.
Yes.
Okay. There's certain things that you need to release causing problems that hold you back every time. You know, you come out of it, but then you kind of go back into it because you're comfortable there.
Yeah.
Okay. They want you to you know, release all that and to be who you are, because there's so much to you, there's so much beauty to you that you don't see it, and you need to let the world see it.
I missed when you said I needed to release. I missed part of what you said. What do I need to release?
The feelings. Why? Asking yourself, what is making you feel depressed? Is it something from childhood? You don't have to tell me. This is just things for you to think about, okay?
Okay.
Is it something that happened, you know, maybe when you were a little older? Is there a divorce involved? Things that cause depression. And the first step is you admitting that you are depressed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now all you have to do is, with the meditation that Suzanne did, it's perfect for you because it'll center you and it'll make you realize that you don't have to feel that way.
Okay.
You can look up online. If you go under Archangels, and they have prayers next, you know, under their names.
Yeah.
And you'll see one that pops up. Actually, Raphael would be a really good, yeah, Raphael would be a really good archangel for you because he has to do with, like, the heart.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is I want you to look him up and read his prayer and then say that to yourself. Do you you talk to anybody about this?
I see a therapist now just once a month, and no, I'm really isolated and alone, so that's really difficult. I need to talk to someone, but I don't have a lot of friends, and I'm very isolated right now with my job.
There are the prayers, and you can actually have conversations with Jesus. You know, you're sitting there and you're talking to him while you're praying. There's also Connie, who has her radio show and her website. It's very,
okay.
Listen to me, it's very, very important that you talk about the cause.
Talk about what?
Talk about the root of where it started.
Okay.
All right, talk about the root of where, they keep saying the root of where it started. You need to talk about that. And then release it.
All right, now listen to me. And thank you, Archangel Michael. All right, now listen to me carefully. When the meditation that I ran through, what sign are you?
Cancer.
Okay, great. You're super emotional. This is perfect for you. You're going to do the grounding meditation, and then it's a crown chakra meditation, pulling in the white light. And after you pull in the white light, I want you, Pat, as the white light flows into your crown chakra and down your body, I want you to say, let the water flow, let the water flow down, down to the ground. This is going to be like cosmic dental floss for you, baby. Cosmic dental floss. This is going to flow through you, and you can see and feel and intend that the depression wash away. You talk out loud to yourself while the water flows down about what it is that causes this. Speak out loud and release it. And I want to thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bless you.
Bless you.
Good night.
Bless you all. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, Pat, thank you for calling in. And next on the air is Sharon. Sharon, you're on the air.
Mark.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hang on.
I'm good.
Hi, Sharon. How are you tonight, sweetheart?
Well, I've been better, so that's why I'm calling. Need some angel guidance.
Okay, great. What is it that you seek, honey?
I seek relief from a lot of very rotten people that have been trying to hurt my home and my life.
Okay, so did you hear the earlier part of the program at all?
Part of it, yes.
Okay, well, I'm not an electronic person, but I'm led to believe that the website that's connected to this station will have the meditation that I ran through that you can do to cleanse yourself. But as far as cleansing, I would say that you're a prime candidate for some saging out of your house. Are you familiar with this process?
Yes.
Okay. So, look, you need to have a clean place to live so that when you come home, you have sanctuary. Evidently, you don't have it externally outside the house and you're not in control of the world, but what you can control is the way you cleanse yourself and the way you cleanse your house.
Well, I don't have control of that. I have people breaking in all the time.
Oh dear! Well, that can't be good at all. All right, so let's see. I'm just not coaxing, but I'm just going to say to the angels if they have something that they would like to say to her. I mean, what help can they offer? You know, they can give you spiritual advice, but I mean, physically, people breaking into your home. I mean, is it someone you know, or where do you live? That?
I think so. It's neighbors, and but that's why I needed the advice from the angels and some intercession.
But what advice could an angel give you other than to secure your home? You know, I mean, that's all right. Let's see what they have to say. Is there something they have to say? Because this sounds like a third dimensional problem, sweetheart. Of I mean, have the police been involved?
Yes.
Wow. Have you considered moving?
I have nowhere to go.
Okay. I'm going to ask once again, Archangels, if there's anything that we can tell her at this time. Yes, all right, there is. So let's just be silent for a second and see what they have to say right now, honey. Hold on.
Okay. They're asking me, what's your religion?
Catholic.
Okay. They want you to have a Catholic priest come to your house and bless the house with holy water. Also, you need to bless the house as well because it's your house. You own this house, right?
Yes, I have done that, and I do intend to do it again.
Okay, this is something that you need to step up, and you need to be like, this is my house, this is mine.
Okay.
And they're saying that the staging, I mean, there's a 1-800 trap rock number.
Well, I could give you the number.
Yes. You can even call the store if you want and get information on this. But you need to, you know, clean your house. A lot of times a priest can come in and they can clean it for you, but then also it has to be done by you with your intention.
Right.
This is my house.
I'm not in my house right now.
Okay.
I did try to bless it before I left.
Okay. Where do you live again? Where do you live again?
What town?
Nebraska.
Oh, you're in Nebraska. Okay.
All right. I'm just going to say, we established that you didn't hear the first few minutes of the show?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, once again, I said a circle of angelic energy in the beginning of the show, okay? And if you go and go to the website where it's archived, then you'll be able to hear the Archangel Circle that I wrote and created for exactly this situation, so that the Archangels will surround your home and radiate it. And I do that myself every morning and every night, and no one's breaking into my house. If someone was breaking into my house, I would take it up a couple of notches. But for you, my dear, the energy of Archangels within and surrounding your home is going to give you a sense of peace, and it's also going to let people think twice because they're going to be entering a sanctuary.
Right.
We also have, I'm sorry, just let me finish.
Okay.
We also have, at Trap Rock at my store, I don't know if you heard about it, I've had a New Age store. It's a boutique, it's a jewelry store, it's a New Age, it's a healing center for 40 years. And we have an 800 number, and we have certain of the psychics that work there work with me in doing remote house blessings and cleansings. But I think that you can do this. So, all right, you're getting the holy water. If you can, you get a priest over there. You're going to sage your house out yourself. And you are going to download or listen to the beginning of the show. You're going to write down the angelic circle, and you are going to use it. And then the energy of the archangels will surround you. I want to thank you for calling tonight and bless you, and may you find peace and safety.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, honey.
Okay, Sharon, thank you for calling the show. Dr. Connie, were you saying something? I heard you in between the last callers.
Just to be sure that you had the opportunity to mention where they were listening and that I could once again reintroduce Suzanne and Elise. So just wanted to be sure that you didn't have anything you wanted to say.
No, I think we're good. We'll just continue on. We have another call already.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I thought this was kind of a kicker. We have Gabriel, and I thought that was great since we've been pulling in all kinds of archangels. So, Gabriel, you're on the air.
Hi. I was actually hoping you could tell me if I have angels around me. And who they are, baby.
You got a big yes. You didn't even have to say more than three words, and the angel's like, yes, yes. Okay. You want to know who? Is that what you said, Gabriel?
Yeah, who? And,
okay.
And
well, let's take one question at a time. Like,
if that's possible.
I mean, archangels don't usually, you know, like
Michael.
Okay, Michael, that came fast. So you have Archangel Michael. Did you know that, honey?
No, I didn't.
Well, Michael, and I think Gabriel, now what's the other part of your question?
I was just going to ask how many.
You have two.
Two. Michael and someone else?
Michael and... Jophiel.
Have you ever heard of her? J-O-P-H, Jophiel?
No, I haven't. Yes.
You can look it up,
on your whatever magic box you choose to work with.
Okay.
Dr. Connie just said she's the angel of feng shui.
She's the angel of beauty. And she's the angel of feng shui.
There you go.
Okay.
You are surrounded by angels, and that is a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Are you a spiritual person?
Yes and no. I've been, like, going through certain, like, health problems and stuff. So I've always, you know, I wondered if, you know, if they were just around. Because I can't seem to find any answers to what's going on with my health problem. So, you know, it kind of makes you feel alone. You know what I mean?
You have some ongoing health problems?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm just going to see if there's anybody... Does anyone want to say anything to Gabriel about this? Hold on, baby. Let's see what we got over here. Did you hear the first part of the program, Gabriel?
No, I too came in late.
Okay, well, that's okay. People that heard the first part, please don't get sick of me. Listen, I've never turned a computer on in my life, but I've been led to believe that if you go to the website for this particular program that you can download, which is because it's archived, the meditation that I led everyone on. I want you to say this meditation every day, a grounding and then cleansing meditation. It will connect you to divine light and will allow this energy to flow through you. And that's the time for you to pray for healing. Now, hold on a second.
Okay.
An archangel wants to say something. So please do that because that's really cool beans. All right, hold on a second.
What are we saying here? Does this have to do with headaches, stomach aches, body aches?
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting a lot of that. Stress affects you this way, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Stress affects you this way?
Yeah.
When things get stressful, your body takes it in?
I guess. I mean, I'm assuming. I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay, what they're saying is that a lot of it is stress-related things, and you hold on to it, and sometimes you really don't say it. You don't say what you have to say. And you kind of swallow it, and it goes to the pit of your stomach, and it causes headaches, and it causes stomach aches, and then you don't know why you're feeling that way, and then you feel sick a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
They're saying that releasing things that don't serve you anymore, whatever things that you feel that don't serve you anymore, I want you to get a journal. And I want you to write down your feelings.
Okay.
I want you to write down what you think is good for you and what you think is not. And then eliminate those two things. Okay?
Okay.
To get to the bottom of what really is the problem. They're saying that you're beautiful. And yes, we are around you. They love you. They're always around you. And that you're not alone. Sometimes you feel alone.
Yes, very much. A lot.
Yeah, well, you're never, I can tell you, you're never alone. You are never alone. All you need is your journal, and I want you to write down your thoughts and your feelings and how you feel each day. Write your story down.
Okay.
This is a way of releasing things.
Now, Gabriel, I am, you know, the psychic part of me is fulfilled with that answer, and the Capricorn in me is telling you, listen to me. You need to do healing meditations, okay? You need to ground yourself every day and allow the cosmic light that I spoke about to flow into your head and let it flow down, flow down, flow down over and over again through your body. And as it does, release illness, release, release all of the things. You don't have to even know what they are, but just let it flood through you every day. Let it cleanse you. Get some body work. What town do you live in?
I live in New Mexico.
Oh, wow. Can we come and visit you?
Yeah. Yeah, the weather's really nice, too, over here right now.
It is. I bet it is. You can call Trap Rock, and let me mention that number now before someone... my store is a healing center. We have people that are available. We can do remote healing on you. We can cleanse your house. We can cleanse your body. We can answer your questions. You can have a reading. And I'm going to give the phone number for you and for everyone else. And it's Trap Rock Suite. The number is 1-877-725-5656. And that number is 877-725-5656. So you get yourself cleansed, talk to the angels, get yourself a journal, and, you know, may you be blessed, blessed by Mother, Father, God, and all the angels around you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good night.
All right. Before I take the next caller, just a little piggyback on that since I got Gabriel still on the line. Gabriel, are you anywhere near Santa Fe?
Yeah, I'm not too far from there.
Oh, very cool. One of my recommendations to you, besides calling into the store, maybe using some of the resources of these great people we have on the air this evening, is for you to go up towards the Indian Reservation and check out a place called Giggling Springs, which is a hot springs, which has a beautiful outdoor energy, which I think would be really regenerating for you. And if you get a chance, go.
Yeah, the angels like that. The angels like that recommendation, Gabriel. Go, Gabriel, go.
Yeah, and then also take a ride up to the Santa Fe National Forest and drive up to the top and just sit and take in some of that energy from Mother Nature.
Okay.
They like that too.
All right, very good. You take care, Gabriel.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. All right. We got another caller, and it's going to be our last caller for this evening. But before we bring Jay on, why don't both of you talk about your website and give out the store number again for people who want to call in and get some of those great resources, which can be done remotely.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, the name of my shop is Trap Rock. That's Trap like in Mouse, Rock like in Roll, Sweet like in California. And we are in Scarsdale, New York. Our toll-free number is 877-725-5656. And we are open 7 days a week. We can send you a kit for healing. We can do remote readings. We can do remote house blessings. Trap Rock is a sanctuary and a place where, if nothing else, we can make recommendations about what it is that you can do. And I certainly, you know, invite you to call and let us be of service to you.
Very cool. Who's the channel that we have working this evening?
Oh, her name is Elise. We have
Elise.
Yes, and Elise is wonderful. She's there 4 or 5 days a week. But I've been doing this work for 50 years. I'm a lot older than I sound. And it's the truth. And I have a staff of finely honed psychics. We are not fortune tellers, we are healers. We all have accreditation, not only as psychics, but in our third dimensional life. We are nurses, we are therapists, we are social workers, we are clinicians of health, spiritual health. So, you know, you're going to get the straight answer. No one's going to take advantage of you. We'll set you on the right course. And if we can help you, then we'll provide the services. And we welcome you. We welcome you.
Excellent.
And Children of Light, the Children of Light, we are here for you. Yes, we are here for you.
The angels are saying, come on in.
Oh, Elisa's getting very excited. The angels are laughing and smiling. So come on in. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, excellent. We're almost ready to take the next call. I just want to say, Elise, beautiful gift, incredible channeling this evening.
Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, Jay, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks so much for taking my call.
Hey, Jay. Good evening, Jay. What is it how can we be of service?
Thanks, ladies. My question is, I have this lady that I'm interested in. I met at a conscious dating. It seems like she's a kind of like earth angel. I just wonder, angels, what they're saying I should do to, I don't know, help this along. And my second question, well, let's answer the first question.
Well, let's do one at a time. All right, the first thing is that, you know, one of the things we always have to consider and weigh is whether we cannot employ any form of manipulation. Okay, so we can guide you in what's for your highest good, but of course, we can't manipulate anyone else's free will. So let's just say you have a gal in mind. I can't believe I said gal. That's so crazy. You have a female in mind, and you want to know. You want to know if she's good for you or the right one for you, or you want to know what your next step is, something like that?
Yeah, next step is actually. That'd be better.
Okay, great. Okay, take it. Metatron, who we got?
Oh, we have Raphael.
Oh, Raphael. Raphael's the angel. He really is stepping in because he talks about matters of the heart. He's very sweet. Here's Raphael.
They're asking you to really think about what you want because they're showing me that there's some past problems with different relationships. Are there?
No, I'm just there's something that I met on a like conscious dating, basically a speed dating.
Is this
so
your first girlfriend?
No, it's just something I'm. It's a lady I'm interested in.
Okay. Does it feel like something that's work to you, this relationship? Do you feel you have to work really hard at it?
I don't know. We'll see, I guess. It's initial. I just got to communicate, saying hi to her, basically, first. She's very shy.
Okay. All right. This is something that's going to take a little time and a little patience on your part, okay? They're telling you to be patient. What relationships do basically is they teach you along the way how to, you know, live in a relationship, how to stay in a relationship, and each relationship teaches you something. Patience comes to mind. They want you to be patient because they feel like you really want it to move. You really want this to move, don't you? The more patient you are, the more that you'll see she's going to come around, okay? Is it worth it? Is it? You understand?
Yep, I do.
How long have you known her?
Well, I haven't known her that very long. I'm just getting introduced to her. I mean, it's like it's just.
Oh, so it's a new relationship. So you need patience.
Yeah, just starting.
Yeah, you need patience and just call her. You know, ask her if she wants to hang out. Take it very slow, though. Take it very slow. Don't rush into anything. is what they're telling me.
Was there a part two in your question, my friend?
Yes, actually. At work, abusive, and this person has been doing...
Whoa, you broke up a little bit. Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, a person has been doing... has been basically sexual harassment, basically, and what happens, I had to report him, and I think he took one of my personal items. And I just want to know where it is, where if he has it or he threw it away, or... I mean, it just really bugs me that this has happened.
So he stole something from you in retribution for your outing his harassment, and you want to know you want a confirmation whether this person did indeed take the thing. Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
Yeah. But do not. You have to give back love. No matter what a person did to you, you always have to give back something in love and in peace, because it does not serve you if you don't.
Hmm.
So try not to be angry about it. Just let it go. And I want you to send him some love and peace. I know it's kind of hard, but Suzanne could actually give you
more. Yeah, I'm just going to cut in here on the Archangel part of the show and just say to you that, all right, when you are angry with someone, this puts holes in your aura like Swiss cheese, and it allows certain dark energies to come towards you. So what you do is, if someone is bothering you, harassing you, or any kind of aggressive behavior psychologically or whatever way, you simply just send love. It's not for their benefit. It's for yours. You must not fight fire with fire in this situation. This will keep you clean, and it will repel the negativity from them, because it's like a ping pong game. They hit a ball at you. You don't hit it back. There's no game. And the Archangels are very emphatic about that. I think that's all the time we have. So I would like to thank you for calling, and I hope that we have been helpful to you tonight. And please, if you listen to the meditation in the first part of the program, did you hear the whole thing?
No, I did not.
All right, then go to the website. It's archived. There's a meditation for grounding and cleansing. I want you to do that, and I want you to think of him, and I want you to just let that flow through you and out of you. And just remember, if your heart's not open enough to be broken, it's not open enough. So have fun. Pursue the young lady slowly. And I hope that you have great joy in your life. And thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, Jay, thanks for calling in. All right, Dr. Connie, why don't you go ahead and close it down?
Alrighty, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to take a big breath. I want you to be very aware of the angels that have surrounded you this evening, holding the loving embrace of Suzanne, Annalise, myself, that you thank them, that you allow them to bless you, and you bless them back. And that you go into this evening in love and peace and joy. And you have a blessed evening. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening.
Very beautiful. Great to have you all on this evening. You've been on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.